It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 604.
Happy Monday. What's going on, guys? What's happening?
Want to do a formal apology.
Who to? I mean, what's the list is long. Where are we starting?
We're starting with festivals.
What's, I mean, there's only one because you've only ever been to one festival.
No, I think I've probably gone to other festivals.
Street festivals, like a Johnston Street Festival you went to, made a video once. Mm-hmm. Any others? Brunswick Street Festival.
Halloween festival thing that we went
to. We should apologise. Parade. Apologise for our shitty outfits.
Yeah, no, so I, yesterday I was pretty negative towards festivals.
Yeah, I mean, you'd gone down the spiral. Mm-hmm. And we needed to shake it out of you. Mm.
And so some of my assumptions around festivals, a lot of people.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct assumption.
But when it's a lot of people in a whole suburb.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. If people are spread out, it's all good.
Yeah.
And so, we went to St Kilda Festival yesterday.
Yeah. Dad's making his apology. It was quite funny. We had a moment where we were sitting on the grass. Drinking a cider and a beer. Mm. Dad was drinking cider. I was drinking beer. And we just thought it's so funny that it's like Tommy dragging Josh along to these things. We just had this moment where I was like.
He would never invite. If we were just like mates going to a festival, if he was like, I'm going to go to a festival.
Who should I call? Let me
find wonder if Josh is around.
Let me call JJ. We're going to go wild.
And I had a feeling that he was sort of a little bit worried about bumping into old mates and then having to explain me. But apple cider, first time I've ever had an apple cider.
That was really,
delicious.
Oh, you like it?
Soda, it's like apple juice.
That is, I mean, Mr. 97 had it. Of course, he didn't like it.
Was it apple juice?
The one that you had was like apple.
It's like sunshine. No.
It was exactly the same, but just yours was sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So Mr. 97 had a drier one, which means that the dry ones aren't as sweet. Okay. I like the dry ones a bit more because it tastes
doesn't feel like a lolly.
Yeah, I don't want to be feeling like I'm drinking a lolly.
No, I get it.
Just having a lollipop if I want a lolly.
And so it was. It was a good night.
It was a great night.
What was your highlight?
Just a good vibe. Like, I've had better St Kilda festivals, to be honest. But,
because of me?
No. No, just in terms of I've gone harder. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like there was a – it's funny, like, I don't know if it's the mood I'm in. Amy asked me what was your highlight too. I was like, I don't really have one. It's like a highlight assumes that there was a real peak, like it was the high – light of the hot of something of like, you know, it has to be this thing that was like exceptionally greater than the other experience at the place.
Yeah.
What was your highlight?
Going on your shoulders was a highlight.
No, that was fun. That was fun.
But not a highlight.
It was heavy as fuck for me, dude.
I was really worried for you. I was fine. I was looking up when I was on your shoulders, when I was turning around, I was looking for a medic. You know, for you.
We did an ironic photo of Josh on my shoulders, like just basic festival. Mm-hmm.
But you wanted to do it again.
You can see it on Instagram.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. But I wanted to do it, but I felt like I had some kind of like shattering, shaky machine on top of me. Like I could feel your muscles like trying to hold on. Like, and I was like, fucking, this is unnecessary for you to be doing this, dude. I got you. It was like you had no trust in my.
It's like being on a motorbike.
You let the motorbike just take you, dude. So you don't shake.
But when you're a passenger on a motorbike, I feel like the criticism for people who have ridden motorbikes with me on the back, which has been a few years, but it's like, hey, JJ, you can like loosen your legs because I'd basically lock in.
You've nailed it because you need to go with it. You need to just vibe it. Like you can't be resisting turning the corner. You know, you're like, oh, I don't want to fall over. Yeah. And so, it was an interesting moment for me because I was like, something's shaking on me. Yeah. I had your legs. And it worked out
okay though. It was a good photo.
It was a great photo. Yeah. I absolutely like it. That's my highlight, guys. Same as yours.
The taxi driver was nice too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was old school. Mm. We never catch cabs.
Yeah.
And so this was a OG experience with it's a nice old Dutchman.
Yeah, it's telling us about the old licenses, how they worked.
Mate, you paid $500,000 for a license back in the day. You buy that same license now for $69. That's fucked.
Are you looking something up, Sebs, like you don't believe it?
No, I remember years ago, them talking about the – but it made no sense. I was like, what do you mean? But then he started to tell us that people from other countries would come over and the family would put money together and then they would buy a license in Australia, bring 500 grand into the economy, and then they could bring their whole family over. They could migrate their family.
It's
legally,
like citizenship by investment, which is a bunch of places around the world that do it.
You can do it in America if you inject enough money into the economy or you put enough money into a bank account and say that I am actually going to be here.
And the idea is you end up paying cash. Taxes.
Yeah. So it makes sense. It makes sense. We were speaking to someone and last night, a manager of a music band, and there's one of those moments where I think everyone experiences these when you're in a conversation – and you either go down the path of nodding and saying yes, like you know when they ask you something,
whether
you might know or might not know. You know, it's like, and so you end up. I was speaking to Craig Harper about this. I think we all do it. Mm-hmm. It's like someone references a movie, and you say yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want to slow the flow down, so you agree, or you say you've seen something, or you just it's a little white lie.
Yeah, and definitely there's a I try and do that less, and potentially I see how that didn't look respectful or didn't look great from my side of things.
Yesterday, I think you did fine, bro.
Okay.
It was more just I observed it because I know, I've been thinking about it too, like the moments where I decide in a split second whether to say just nod along. It's not even like you're entering the lie. It's like I just – it's actually irrelevant
so
if I've seen
lie.
It in this moment.
I was honest.
You didn't.
And so I said.
You're honest.
So the manager of the artist, I guess there's probably a feeling that you should pretend like you know who the artist is. And so I had this conversation before the artist arrived. You could see because I wasn't necessarily, because I was being honest and being like, I don't know that much about them, to be honest. And then I was sort of asking basic questions like, oh, like how many people are in the group and all that sort of thing. And so you could see that the manager was getting slightly concerned. But little did he know that whilst I was looking at – what did you just drop, by the way?
My water.
Why do you always do – can you put your water somewhere else?
Because I don't like to have it on the table like a grog.
I prefer that rather than
out.
The – but the feeling of it
doesn't
falling.
Make, it's such a
my
small
feet annoys
noise.
Me. Anyway, what he didn't realise is I was – whilst I was being extremely honest there, I was pretending to know way more about some Tasmania festival that they were also involved in. So you got to pick your battles. But no, so there was a bit of a panic where it's like, well, you know their name, don't you? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's this. And so I think I did a good job in the end of delivering, but you definitely, I saw the panic.
Yeah, no, so funny. There was a lot of boomers just knocking about.
Because of Ice House?
Yeah, it's that demo.
What's the Ice House's biggest hit?
Not sure. I mean, well before my time. They played the main stage and they did really well. Just an old rock, just a rock band. But the boomer thing, do you think it's offensive to call someone a boomer?
I think potentially because of the whole okay boomer thing.
It's
you can't
funny.
Say boomer anymore.
Well, who was saying it? Someone was saying that they're a boomer and they were saying their kid just kept saying it to them.
Okay boomer, yeah. You know, so it'd be really annoying.
I feel like I've been thinking about the sort of sting that the term boomer would have on somebody because it's like you can't do anything about your age when you're born and now you've got a little young brat telling you that you're a boomer
but
because you don't get it, which is so, like, so there's so much truth to being called a boomer, right? And so
it's triggering.
I was thinking the connection to something where I felt triggered in the past in primary school was when I was called a skinner.
What's a skinner?
A skinner is like
a skinhead.
No, a skinner.
Ah, no pubic hair.
Like so who would say you're a skinner is someone who's gone through puberty, maybe a grade six when you're a grade three and they call you a skinner. You didn't want to be called a skinner. I remember, but it's so.
Do you remember when you got pubes?
It was probably 3 weeks ago. No, I don't know. Grade six into year seven, definitely around that time, six to year seven, really sort of started. But don't you reckon like you get, so this, the being called a skinner by someone who isn't a skinhead. Yeah, yeah. It's like it's there's not much. You can't deny it. Mm-hmm. You're like, ugh.
Well, you can't. I mean, how do they know that you're a skinner?
Well, change they don't need to know, because if you are actually one, it's going to burn.
Yeah, sure.
And that's what I mean. The connection between being called a skinner as a kid and a boomer and as an adult, like it's.
Well, I feel like a true boomer wouldn't be annoyed. Like, I think if I said to my dad, like, okay, boomer, he'd be like, yeah, I am.
Is that because he doesn't get it?
Yeah,
that's true boomer. So that's true.
Because I'm already
true form of a boomer. And also, when you get back, can you look up the, like, sort of.
By the way, a skinner is also someone who has foreskin. Just really? Urban Dictionary.
There's a lot of foreskin chat this last few weeks. Hi to BK, who's live watching us on the live stream from New York.
Kathleen saw us walking down the street yesterday. She beeped. You guys look really something confused.
Happy.
Really happy? Laughing.
Yeah. She says, really
happy. Oh, that's nice. Laughing. I wonder
that's,
where.
That's nice. Where were you? What suburb?
I'm trying to think of when would it have been?
When
in St. Kilda? Must have been.
We had.
It must have been. Maybe like post the event, I felt very happy.
A guy named Carlin came up to us and said hello at the St Kilda Festival.
How good was that? I said to TJ, I'm like, it's 400,000 people going through this festival. If one person doesn't know us, we've failed. We need more cut through. And Carlin did. And we ended up, and this is the thing.
Did you get a photo?
Nah, too arrogant.
It's presumptuous.
Yeah. Just being like, hey, Carlin, mate, I know what you want.
No.
You want, you want a selfie. A
did you mean we'd love for ourselves?
Yeah, yeah. Why would we want a photo of Carlin? No.
Carlin, I like
I actually
it.
Would have had a photo with
I
Carlin.
I follow him on Instagram now.
Yeah, so do I. I think that's I followed it. Him first.
Oh, all right, boomer.
Okay, boomer. But no, he's Carlin's working on tiny houses.
Yeah.
Just doing his own tiny house.
Oh, great.
I feel like you could get behind a tiny house.
Yeah, they're the ones in like shipping containers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a small one that could be a tiny house. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
Could be all different types of things.
But you need to do some like labor. How are you with labor?
Can you stop chewing that, please? If you've been chewing
boomer.
It that
hot. Fucking
you've been chewing
dad's at
that.
Me again.
Now, you've got a Starburst lollipop stick.
How do you know that, boomer?
Because yellow, that is the Starburst yellow.
Yeah, it's a good pickup.
Yeah, it is.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really
I
good.
Remember when Starburst brought out the lollipop. It was a big deal.
It was grape flavour too.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, yum.
It was really nice.
Isaac says hi.
Bodie and I shared
Isaac.
It.
Really? You shared a lollipop?
Yeah, we shared the lollipop.
Okay.
Why? Do you share lollipops?
No, I definitely don't. They're not really a sharing thing, to be honest.
No.
It's like chewing gum.
Yeah, but it's your son.
No, he's not. I know what you mean though. He's your son.
I feel like there's nothing like I've wiped the kid's ass. I've got shit on me. He's spewed on me. Like he's everything. It's like it doesn't. Like I'm more connected to him than my wife. Like to be honest, we're
you don't
blood.
Wipe
like
their ass.
I haven't had to. Yet. Yeah.
Well, the on the festival thing, we're talking about leaning into festivals. What do we think about that?
Who?
Yeah.
The Daily Talk Show. Us. The boys.
Well, Sev's yes, because that's his thing for this year.
What sort of festivals?
All festivals. So what I was thinking, it was happening because I was on a bit of a high because I had a
two-siders.
Yeah, you know, two-siders and a Harry says, what is Bodie?
What if
Bodie has a
the coronavirus?
Corona, I wouldn't share lollipops. That's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of colds. You probably, if he's got a cold, you wouldn't want to either.
Yeah, I know.
If he's sick at all, you don't want to share.
Yeah, but you don't want to kiss your wife, your partner anytime when they're sick. I once didn't kiss this girl who came and picked me up and dropped me home. She was just being lovely. We're texting. She came and picked me up and we drove home and she mentioned she was sick. And I could tell, like, as soon as someone mentions they're sick, they're just like, you start noticing, like, you just, I was just.
Slim.
Well, I'm just noticing it. And then I got back out the front of my place. I was like, see ya. Shave her a kiss.
Oh, you did? Here you go.
On the cheek, though, or something. Okay. She was furious.
That was just on the cheek?
Furious.
What did she say?
She texted me like, can't believe that. And then like called me. It was like, I was like, oh, dude, you're too much. Not
I've
again.
Never
didn't
had
see her
anyone.
Since. That's a bit much. Like angry. Oh. Angry at me that I didn't
I want someone to be, hi, Jem. Jim K. Watts has joined the live stream. I want someone to be angry that I don't kiss them.
No, but it was, yeah. And the hard bit is it's at the time where you're that kind of shit.
Your like phone's too close to your nuts, by the way.
Okay, but
you're worrying about a sperm. Well, like, what are you worried about? Sperm count.
Mine's fine, dude. I've got too much, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, I think it's not good in any way. I just wouldn't do it. Just have it there. It's no different. Like, it keeps
vibrating. That someone keeps calling me. That same number keeps calling me.
Anyway.
I don't want your electrical services.
So the festival.
I've gone on an Eventbrite and looked a few up.
Oh yeah, what's
there's,
happening?
There's an inflatable regatta.
Yeah, that's done by Courtney Carthy, who is
$70 for entry.
Where is it?
It's insurance. It costs a bunch. It's at
Footscray.
But what is it, Sebs?
Well, you float down a river on inflatables.
Where is it though? Inflatables where?
Maribyrnong.
Oh yeah, so you go down the Maribyrnong River on inflatables.
No, it's the Yarra River.
That's not the Yarra River. Is the Maribyrnong River is a different river. You know, in Footscray, when you drive in from Footscray into the city and you cross over that river?
I don't know anything.
That's the Maribyrnong River.
What's it? Where
the Maribyrnong
what
River
is it called
runs,
again?
Runs along the...
Inflatable Regatta 2020 Maribyrnong River.
Yeah, great.
Can you look up previous years? Because I have a feeling they normally do it at the Yarra River.
You don't need to do one with him. There's like we can do what our do own mean? One. We can do our own one.
Our own festival, you mean?
No. What that is. So he's just found something relating to a festival. But there's plenty of festivals is what I'm saying. He's just like now you're getting bogged down on what river it is and fucking all that shit. It's like it's not even a festival.
I know. I got excited. No, it is a festival. What's the definition of a regatta?
It's like a race. James
rowing regattas.
Yeah.
And they just have a bunch of rowing races.
What's the regatta bit?
Racing's too much.
It means a race. Festivals, what would you like to see us go to? A
series of boat races, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, it would be worth doing one of the camping ones. So there's like Meredith.
Oh,
can you find out when Meredith is?
No, camping's too much.
Why?
Because then I have to worry about skin cancer.
Why?
Because they're not... You're in like a dusty environment where you're camping and then you have to put sunscreen on and you have to wear hats and you're out in the sun all day.
Just wear a long sleeve.
I couldn't think of anything worse than doing that.
So
sit in the sun.
No, you stand up in the sun.
Do you have an issue with the sun? Like, do you really think you've got an issue with the sun?
Mate, if I'm out there for 8 hours, yeah, definitely.
What about a whole Burning Man?
No, but you're in the US, so the sun's not as strong, so you can get away with a tiny bit less sunscreen.
God, to be honest, I don't want this guy at the fucking festival with me.
It's not very festival-like.
We've got to fly back to LA.
What about water and food?
You take it all with you.
But the sun's there, you know that.
But then you have to cook it.
Water and food. Okay, I know what you're saying.
Are you holding a drink bottle the whole time?
God.
Voss?
For 8 hours?
So I drove...
What's for 8 hours?
8 hours. For 8 hours.
I drove a busload of people... to Meredith Music Festival.
How much did they pay you?
$250 cash.
Including the bus?
Each way. Cash. I took the bus. The bus was there when I just rocked up, jumped in the bus, drove. It was like a mini bus, probably 15 seats.
What was the deal with insurance?
It was just under my name.
Like from a thrifty or something?
Yeah. Thrift. So I had to give my driver's license over. So
$500 in total.
Yeah, I think it was. And then which was great, like cash.
Mm-hmm. Why do you keep saying it like that?
Because it's not as good if it was through the books.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And cash, so what do you reckon you paid on for the bus?
I don't know. It wasn't my problem. I just said I'll drive it.
Provided
I didn't fucking have anything to do with it other than I'll rock up. I texted him my license and I said, I'll be there.
Oh, that's good.
And so I rocked up, but I drove them all there. And Meredith Music Festival was sick because people go all out. Like they create these camp zones like within these trees. It's so good. Like PK has a truckload of like fake turf, little palm trees, like all these sort of decorations and like builds out this area. And it's not just in the sun. You get there early to get a good spot.
Sure.
And it's on a cool property.
So the one criticism of that is it's more than a day. I think there could be something like that. The idea of sleeping overnight at somewhere.
It's fun.
It creates a bunch of issues. But, but I think we could do at least one sleepover this year. But I would like for us to pick some festivals And for us too, because we saw Tim Lee from a distance doing at the Fox tent.
From the radio.
Yeah. And so it would be nice if we could do our own outside broadcast.
Outside broadcast from a festival. We could just go to a festival where you're doing the camping thing and mm-hmm. do our own show.
Yeah. What would we do about tents?
You get one. Buy one. They're cheap as shit.
All right.
So just buy one. Yeah. So anyway, it's not that appealing to go with you two, to be honest. Like when your attitude stinks.
That's not good for us either. So I'm going to get into Dorodangos.
I like the word. I have no idea what a Dorodango is.
Have a guess.
A Dorodango.
I'm going to start making them.
I don't know. A Dorodango. I saw have you got a photo
Jasna
in front of you?
Jasna said, Great Southern Land is Ice House. Great song.
Oh,
Great Southern Land.
That's great. Mate, it's one of the...
Yeah, so a Dorodango, what do you think it is? Dorodango?
If you're going to make it, I'm just trying to think of what you're capable of making. It's definitely not like
you don't need
stitching
that much
or weaving. It's like something to do with paper. I don't know. All the things I'm thinking of, you wouldn't have the patience for. You'd get all the shit out and put it around the house and then you wouldn't do it.
That's rude.
What is a Dorodango? Tell me.
It's a mud dumpling.
A mud dumpling. I still don't get it. Edible? Like a duck?
No. Jeez, you're stupid. It's a Japanese art form in which earth and water are molded to create a delicate, shiny sphere resembling a billiard ball.
Okay.
It's a shiny mud ball.
What do you think?
How did you come across a Dorodango? Is that did I say it right?
Yeah, I think so. I saw these are all the different ones you can.
They're cute little I mean,
what do you
they
think?
Look like chocolates.
Yeah, look at that one. I want to get this book.
There's some weird shit in the world, isn't there?
And so this is.
How do you set them? They look like, I mean, ceramics in primary
Sebs,
school.
Can you look at the process of making a Dorodango written form that you can read out?
I mean, you're really going to have to go exploring to get some.
Well, see, it's like just mud.
Yeah, but you're going to go. Where are you getting mud from? You don't own it. You're not in the house. Like, I could get
surely
dirt in
there's
my backyard.
Places.
Yeah.
I bet you there's places where I could do a call out here and say, if you have mud and you're in Victoria, let me know and
you
I'll come
in. You
can
go get mud without asking. Like, think about you go somewhere with, like down the sort of Abbotsford area. Yeah.
And just like dig it up.
It's an interesting thing.
Would you get around it with me?
Nah, not really. I watched Logan Paul. He made a YouTube video. Oh, so I went down a rabbit hole of these guys who are from this town, Idaho, somewhere. There's a river that runs through it and they have like scuba gear and they just search the river for treasure and they find guns and fucking all sorts of shit like phones, Apple watches.
Right, okay, boomer.
Dude, so much shit.
Calling it an iWatch is a real boomer.
And then I saw that Logan Paul and this channel did a collaboration and they went searching for crystals. You know when you go into a hippie store, it's probably in Byron Bay, and you know there'd be a lot of them there, and you see like this big sort of, you could see it on a big table, and they're like purple crystals and they look like sort of sharp bits. And I'd never thought in my life, where the fuck are they from? Where do you find those?
What's new?
You got it. Yeah, you're right.
Now,
what's new is a store.
Yeah,
They're in dirt. They're
that's cool.
They like excavate out and then they sort of like chip away at sort of clay looking rock.
So
and
the
then,
crystals are more exciting when you think about what they are.
What are they?
Well, they're in the ground. It's not something that's just like man made.
Yeah, like phenomenal. And so the idea is you don't want to break it up. Like the bigger they are, the more expensive. And if you can pull them away, the more sort of like tips on them. The more expensive, like the more peaks and sharp bits sort of like, so they look like they're, you know, multi-leveled.
Why are diamonds so expensive compared to crystals?
A lot more rare.
Is that what it is? Is it just rarity?
Well, the bigger question is how has it become
expensive? Like cubic zirconia, that was sort of the classic me when I was growing up, that you'd get sort of your girlfriend something nice from Breville's. Mm. Mm. Bevels.
Bevels jewelers.
Breville's the
Breville's
toasty machine.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
No, yeah, crystals are found more easily than diamonds.
Crystals are, yeah.
Well,
but,
we knew that.
But still doesn't explain.
So that's why. Well, because there's low supply of diamonds and they're harder to find.
Is that really the reason?
Well, think about it.
But then it's what you can do with them.
Think about it. You've got Google though.
But then it's what you can do with them. They're probably stronger.
Yeah, sure. I reckon stronger rock. Diamonds. Like you can cut things with diamonds.
I know what you mean. It's a basic way of asking the question. It's a bigger question that you're asking.
Yeah, it's not, like, I'm not just asking.
How does the worth become like gold? How does the worth? How did we find this mineral, whatever they are? Like,
what is gold? Is it a mineral?
Is it a mineral? We find this thing.
Element?
It's an element.
We find this element.
79.
We find this element and then we start placing a value to it as a society. Culturally, we start thinking. Because if you just, it's like money, right? It's only the worth of what we think it is and therefore it is.
Definitely. 97's actually, he's getting a quote on his
What are you getting
desk.
A quote for?
So he's, I said something today and he loved it so much, what I said. That is a constant reminder. He's getting like a basic. We're thinking about putting it on a crystal, actually.
What are you getting? What's the quote?
So it's going to be printed. Is that what you're thinking?
Potentially, I've set up a nice Notion page.
Okay.
I'll show you after, but it's got like the banner. It's got a crystal, and then it's got like a moon book.
And so I basically came up with a quote for him as a reminder on how he needs to approach work.
Do you want this quote? Sorry, just well, that he's.
I don't know if it fits who I am, but I'm happy to adopt it. Don't wait for a full moon to charge your crystals.
So the idea is sometimes he waits for things to be perfect and all in line before he does them.
Don't wait for things to be perfect. How about that one? It's less ambiguity than
but also the but crystal. Less visuals. Like he can actually.
But there's something funny about the crystal stuff.
Yeah, I think there's something. Crystals. I think that he needs a big crystal on his desk with that, and then it always will get people. Like he'll always remember. And anytime we're talking about crystals, he'll always be thinking about it. Anyway, but will you will you at least help me find some mud for the dango?
I feel like I'll end up doing it and being the one that you're like, no, I don't want to touch.
I'll get pissed. Pissed off if you do it. Like I want to, it's more just fine, like something that we could all do.
Okay.
We'll can it be a part of the adventure club?
We'll look into it. We'll look into it.
How is how's the adventure club stuff going?
Details coming this week, but I don't want to get it. I message you today because it's like one of those things. I think people
who message me.
I message you and said, listen to the radio, which I never fucking do.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to the radio. The woman who wrote the book that you have for book club.
Kate Murphy. Is that her name?
Yeah, Kate Murphy.
Is going to be on the radio. And so it was a serendipitous moment. I thought you needed to listen to it.
It's good.
And somehow you found it. Streamed it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd bring that up. I thought you were going to do something today. You told everyone yesterday to read to chapter 50. read to
yeah. Make page sure you're, 50. You're on page 50.
Yeah, I was helping. I was guiding you into like a segue into it.
Yeah, but I was just segueing into your adventure club first.
Oh, but no, yours is already going. Mine's. I told
but
you.
But I just don't want it to get halfway through the year and you haven't done anything.
We've got the date. It's coming this week. I told you there's going to be.
Is it this week?
No. It's at the end of this month. But I told you there's more details.
What's the
coming.
Date? So when is it? When the 29th. It's on a Saturday.
Okay, 29th.
I need to be going to Persian for dinner with Jordan Michaelides.
On the 29th.
And Lauren, yes. But I can do during the day.
That's fine. I don't need your time during the night.
Can you at least tell
what,
us?
Just quickly, the RSVP on it, what is it?
What do you mean?
How are we going to RSVP?
Well, are you coming?
Yeah, I am.
Is that
great.
It?
Done. It's not.
Digital signature.
How do you know who is coming?
I'll get there. The thing is, we organise our EP 600 2 weeks out, mate. I've still got
but
plenty of time.
We had Eventbrite. Are we going to?
We did nothing for EP 600.
Oh, sorry, EP 500. Yeah.
I think it was like a week.
But in terms of logistics, I'm not. There's no stress here.
Can we just? I'm actually excited about the Adventure Club. Can you tell me something? Just tell it. Can you actually tell us what's happening on the 29th?
No, absolutely not.
Why? What are you worried about?
Nothing. I'm just drip feeding it over
the time.
It's called an arc, boys.
No, the arc isn't moving. You haven't even taken it. You haven't started drawing the arc yet. Just
yes,
tell
I
us.
Have. So I'll tell you this week who the sponsor is and where we'll be going.
Why are you waiting on something?
No, I'm just. Oh, this person's calling me again.
Answer
do you reckon
it.
That's a real? Hang on.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
No, that's spam. I hate that. It takes a little time for them to kick in. It's so frustrating. Anyway, how's the book going? I told you, I'm not like you keep pushing. I'm not.
But I'm not like it's actually just bad content. Yeah, I know it's bad content.
You just, it's so fucking annoying. But we'll get there.
I don't understand. So, what date? When are you going to have the next announcement?
Okay, I'll give you one little bit.
This is it. Good.
You'll need a bike or some form of transport.
Oh, hang on.
Perfect.
Running.
Oh. You know, do I you just said you need well? A bike.
Are you thinking it could be an
Iron
Man?
Yeah, or some form of transport. Like what?
Yeah, to keep up with a bike unless you want to so run.
A stroller. Like what's going to work?
What? Do you get pushed around in a stroller, baby?
Scooter? Is it, you can
do
that scooter,
work? Yeah. You do scooter.
So it's not going to be like super rocky terrain or whatever that's going to need like a mount. What road sort bike? Of bike? Is a road bike
just bring
work?
A bike, mate.
What you get sort a bike? Of bike? Do I have to worry about punctures. Tram lines?
Nah.
Punctures?
No tram line worry.
Punctures?
Yeah.
In the worry about them if they happen.
Will it be getting dirty? Will the bike get dirty?
Mate, no dirty or rustier than what it's got out on your balcony.
What's
the we need that chain fix. I looked at it the other day. I was like, oh no. Anyway, so there you go. There's a little one. And then I'll give you more.
So everyone's got to ride a bike.
Yep.
Is it big for someone who wasn't going to tell us anything? You've told us we're going bike
riding. I know.
Riding.
You bullied me.
And so a sponsor is Quad Lock.
Close?
Is the sponsor Quad Lock?
This is why I don't like to give you things because we're letting it happen. I'm giving you the chance to do your book club.
Okay.
Anyway, we've only got about 5 minutes left to go.
Does that sponsor bit annoy you that I said that?
You just, you cannot fucking hold a secret. You're the most annoying person that I know.
But anyway, I don't know. It's not a secret. If you'd told me, this is the difference.
I haven't confirmed anything.
And that's the whole thing. If you'd actually said to me, hey, Josh, I've been speaking to Rob Ward. I'm going to wait until he's on the show and we're going to announce what we're doing for Adventure Club. If you'd let me if you'd let me in on that, I would have shut the fuck up. But because you don't, now I want to start guessing. And that's exactly what's happening based on your face.
Anyway.
Rob's on the show this week.
Yeah. All right, let's go. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, finished. I actually have to get back to doing some work. You're fucking.
Do you want
to
hear about
me.
The book club?
Not really, because I'm not a part. I don't really. I'm not reading.
Are you not reading? You're not part of the book club?
I don't have the book. I don't have a physical book.
Okay.
I'm not going to buy the book either.
What do you think of the book, Sevs?
I haven't read anything since my last review of the book.
So Kaz, George's mum from Byron, she's loving the book, called George last week and said the book's amazing. It's such a good pick.
We know this because George told us on the show, didn't he?
Can't remember if it was on the show. But anyway, so this week, 50 more pages.
That's solid.
So at the moment, you're at page 50.
What page are you at?
We're all at 50. And so if you're not at 50, you're gonna get going tonight. The idea being that you've got to be at 100 by Friday, okay?
It's good.
On Friday, I'm not just going to say read another 50 pages. On Friday, there is something big happening for the book club.
Awesome.
And I need you to have 100 pages done, okay? Can you do an Insta story about that too, Sevs? Can you actually just grab this as a snippet? Can you put it in a square like this? Yeah. Okay.
Do we get by a clean Friday. Cut of that? Or?
Everyone, by Friday, I need you to be up to page 100 of the book as part of the book club, which is You're Not Listening by Kate Murphy.
Something big's happening.
Is it too naughty to be over 100 or you have to be?
I would say just be at 100 because otherwise it's too hard.
Yeah, true.
And I think that'll be perfect. It'll mean that we'll sort of wrap up the book at the end of the month, which is sort of what we want to do. So,
Before we go, Sevs, anyone on live feed?
Yeah, Bearded Fen says I'm done with the book.
All right, Bearded
Fen. He's finished it.
I don't know if it's I'm done, as in I can't be bothered, or I'm finished.
I think he's finished it, yeah.
Bearded Fen.
What did Jem say?
What,
because
an animal.
It's cutting off at my end.
I had to reconnect on my stream.
Okay. Oh,
no, it was something about she saw a sign at
the doctor's,
and it was around if you're coughing or sneezing or whatever, go to reception immediately for the virus, which is pretty forward. But yeah.
I mean, what's the other way?
Oh, it might just be a cold.
Yeah, but
or something.
That's
in
all
your
the
throat.
That's all the people that got coronavirus fucking thought in the first place. Mm. If you go, you need to be super cautious of this shit.
Did you hear that the guy who was the whistleblower? Did you hear about?
Yeah,
this?
He died. The poor bugger.
I didn't even realize. I wasn't in the whole news thing. I didn't realize.
You tried to warn people, and then people were like, oh, that's a bit fucking forward, mate. Yeah. It's a bit forward that you're trying to point out there's some kind of deadly virus out there. Like, that's the,
Anyway. All right. It's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Or you can watch us stream. Mm-hmm. We stream these every so often on Instagram. So if you don't follow us, instagram.com/thedailytalkshow. I mean, if you're doing that on a computer, you might be at work actually. So
another thing, if you're watching this now and you're on YouTube, give us a like and subscribe. And subscribe also on all of your podcast apps, including Spotify.
Can you subscribe multiple times? You said on all of your podcast apps.
If you've got different.
If you're using Spotify. You're an animal.
Bump those numbers up. Huh? Yeah. I mean, you're an animal if you use more than one.
Yeah. I use Apple Podcasts on the side of Pocket Cast just so I can read reviews and stuff.
I'm going to go subscribe on all of them.
Well, it doesn't help.
But then you've got Spotify installed for your music. So you've got the app there anyway.
Spotify's
so
an interesting one. There's no point subscribing because it doesn't actually count subscribers. But actually.
Auto downloads.
Actually, I would love for you to also. If you haven't subscribed yet, do that. And also go and look at the Visit Melbourne and MTV Australia's Instagram for the complete...
Couple of boomers at,
at the festival. Yeah, a complete rundown of St Kilda Festival. Give some emojis back. Oh, yeah,
send it some fire.
Yeah, like, these guys are great. Oh, my God, is that Josh from the Daily Talk Show?
Yeah.
Is that his co-host, Tommy?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. All right. So, Talk Show, Set and Borrow, guys.
See you guys.